online and across your city. This is LDN.
Received a lot of publicity when they went on display at the British Museum, both in the press and on television. What I've noticed since then is that whenever I've walked past the display, there's always been a lot of people around it, usually taking photographs of the medals.
How was the decision of who designs and creates the medals made?
What LOCOG wanted to do was to make sure that they got the best designs of both the Olympic and the Paralympic medal. So they went to a number of arts organisations and asked for suggestions of artists who would be good to ask, would they like to make the Olympic and the Paralympic medals? Those then were judged, and quite at the last minute it was decided to have a different artist for the Olympic medal from the artist for the Paralympic medal.
Can you explain about the idea behind the design?
The jury chose David Watkins' design. With the Olympic medal, you're really very constricted because one side has to be the design that was introduced for the 2004 Athens Olympics. But it's with the other side that the artist had a freer range. But for that side, the design had to include the LOCOG emblem. What David Watkins did was make a virtue of that necessity and base his whole design on the emblem, and then introducing these lines which shoot off in all directions, which I think are intended to show the energy and the excitement that the Games have generated.
And then also the Paralympian, that was by Lin Chung. Could you explain about that medal as well?
For that medal, the artist could design both sides afresh. There's more freedom with the Paralympic medal. She took photographs of a cast of an ancient Greek statue, which is in the British Museum, but she also took moulds directly from the surface of the sculpture. And one side of the medal reproduces the folds of the drapery from that sculpture.
How are the medals created?
The metal was supplied by Rio Tinto, most of it coming from a mine in Salt Lake City and some coming from a mine that they operate in Mongolia.
The fact that all of these materials have come from internationally and then been brought in production in Wales, do you think that that maybe shows the unity that the Olympics brings to the countries?
I think it's quite nice that production does have that international flavour, the actual production was done here, and of course then the athletes will take them back to their countries, so there is a nice sequence there.
I've heard that there's going to be an additional element added to the museum in late February. Can you give us any hints at all as to what it might be?
What we're planning in February 2012 is to change the nature of the display slightly, or the focus from February will be on the relationship between Great Britain and the Olympic movement from the 19th century.